city that has no heart. As a building where only the stool pigeons come to roost. Step in the elevator. Press 13. Then use the stairs. At the end of the hallway, there's a frosted glass door. I didn't tell you to go in there.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling and I'm shaking. When you take me in your arms and talk romance, my heart starts doing a Saint Vitus dance, and I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug you with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Chill and a fever, I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. I've been run through the mill. I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strongest in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like it took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I'm like a nervous wreck, I'm all shook up, and answer what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping and I'm shaking.
Yeah, the Blasters. I'm shaken. No. Jack White did not find or write that song. It goes back, 55 years maybe, at least. Lots of folks have recorded it. That, of course, was the Blasters, and they will come back. I'm still here. I'm Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine for a Midsummer Nightmare. We've got some new stuff for you from 10 Years After, from Ricky Lee Jones, from Bill Wyman, and, not to be confused with Bill Wyman, the Rolling Stones. We've got a bit of a tribute to school being out. Yeah, we're going to lead with that. And we're doing the second and final part of our instrumentals two-parter tonight. Plus the usual ass-kicking rock and blues. I think just about everybody should be out of school by now. Man, I hated school. It was the most tedious, boring thing in the world. Therefore, when Alice Cooper came along, sadly, after I had graduated from everything I was ever going to graduate with, but still, vicarious thrills overwhelmed me. Happy summer from all of us at GetThePointRadio.com.
Noise. cat that wants to rule. He's a gangster in high school. He's cool, he's like a freezer. That's why they call him High School Caesar. Hey, Caesar, you know you ain't got a friend. The teacher's on the run. The principal just bought a gun. But if he starts to mess around, Caesar's gang will have to pull him down. Hey, Caesar, how come you ain't got a friend? And you're playing a game that you never gonna win. High school Caesar, you're gonna get it in the end. He's a cat that's really wise. He's got the whole school organized. But if the kids don't do the mark, he comes out like a tiger shark. Hey, Caesar, how come you ain't got a friend? And you're playing a game that you never can win. High school Caesar, you're gonna get it in the end.
Now did you learn at school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned Newt Gingrich has a plan of health care for every woman and man. It'll cost far less, and the reason why is when you get sick, you just die, die, die. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And I learned that Hillary Clinton is bad for taking $1,000 she had, running it up to 100 grand, when that should only be done by a man. And that's what I learned at school today. That's what I learned at school.
Back at the beginning of the last century, and for decades, vaudeville used to have a lot of these sort of school skits. And, you know, it was like brats, and they were just throwing stuff at the teacher, and the teacher was trying to be dignified. Three Stooges got their start that way, so you can imagine that. You can put that in your mind's eye. It was a staple, and all the people who were in that stuff grew up eventually, maybe, and became big stars on radio and helped really create television. The ironic part about all that is that very, very, very few of those performers actually finished school, and I don't mean college. Alice Cooper started the set with School's Out. Rock Pile, that's Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe and friends. Back to School Days, The Rhythm Shakers, High School Caesar, Nick Curran, Reform School Girl, and that's from Weird Sounds Greatest Hits. Tom Paxton with a little bit of What Did You Learn in School Today? That was one of his more contemporary versions. The Ramones. Ramones, Rock and Roll High School. How could I not play that? You'd come here and rip my lungs out. Debbie Harry, School for Scandal. Just read an interview with her. I think it was in the Chicago Tribune yesterday, day before, something like that. Mighty Mojo, Nixon High School is a prison, right on Mojo. And we closed with Gary U.S. Bonds, School is Out. Speaking of Nick Lowe, he's in our next set. We're finishing off what we started last week with a whole bunch of instrumentals. Not quite as much as we did last week, only about 22 minutes of it. But, you know, pay attention. There's a wide variety of really ass-kicking music here. Starting off with The Ventures, but that's right after Somebody Gets Amazed.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit.
glub, 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 the gills are alive with the sound of music. The Ventures started our instrumental set with Driving Guitars, which is a funny thing because, yeah, those guitars are great, but man, listen to the drum line. That is just amazing stuff. Nick Lowe, Shake That Rat. That's probably the title for the week. Steve Vai, The Audience Is Listening, and that takes us on a journey to nowhere. Do you remember back when George Lucas started to, like, put everybody's hearing out with that THX sound? And it would start with this huge, loud chord. It sounded like you had just booted up the Mac from hell. I mean, it was just BAM! Then it would flash across the screen, the audience is listening. No, the audience was deaf. Funkadelic closed the set with Maggot Brain's Story of My Life. We're going to move on to something that's absolutely hilarious and truly sad. Phil Austin from the Firesign Theater died last week, the second of the four. Peter Bergman died about 2 years ago. Phil is best known for his work on Nick Danger, which was the recurring private eye act that the Firesign Theater did. Lots of people know their classic routine. They did quite a few others. We're about to play one right now. Yes, it's a little non-linear. That's what Firesign Theater was all about. Shakeout on the Alien Highway. Let's all walk again by night.
And now, the streaming adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye. Brought to you by Bear Whiz Beer's newest Bear Naked Lager, a brew designed for you in 002. A handful of hops, a pinch of yeast, and ever-fresh Alaskan Ursa urine in
fresh,
a handsome Nick Danger shake-up mug. It's frothy, it's fresh, it's frighteningly popular. Bear Naked Lager from Bear Whiz. And now, turn down the lights, lock the door, and clench up your fists as Bear Whiz presents
B.O.
Nick Danger in the case he calls
Shack Out on the Alien Highway. At last, we had an adventure where my third eye might come in handy, and this degraded audio. Didn't really look like much of a broadcast today, though. Looked like we were going to have to make do with local talent.
Wait, I won't stand for that.
No Canadians.
Just because you're writers doesn't mean you have any actual vocal talent.
Uh-huh. I got it.
We're in the studio.
Wait a minute. Here's a reassuring thought. The episode starts in my office.
Don't they all?
Yeah, right,
oh,
sir.
Yeah.
That's how we write.
I love my office, even if it does have degraded audio. My office is so posh.
Because we wrote it that way.
Yeah, and I put my feet up on the desk.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put my feet up on the desk. I pull out a cigarette lighter out of the desk, and I put one hand down on my telephone.
So it's you, Dinger, and you're sleeping in your car.
Oh, no, Al.
What are you doing out here in the desert? You're a big city guy.
Well, we're both big city guys, Al.
Yeah.
Why aren't you
Mine's
back in Funtown beating up drunks? How did you wind up here in the boondocks?
These aren't the boondocks, Nick. If these were the boondocks, you'd be face down in a shallow pit. We're a law-abiding community here in the high-low desert area, and we don't like guys like you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's right, Danger. And do your homework, or you'll have to go to military school.
I see nothing's changed on your
and
citadel,
And don't
Al.
Leave the toilet seat up, Nicky, and don't hang out with guys who wear their baseball caps backwards!
Yeah, those guys with the big pants. I know what you mean. I hoped I was driving in my office out to the usual ranch, talking on a cell phone, whatever that was. Yeah, that would explain the degraded audio. Well, I went out to the usual ranch, but I figured we'd
get
skip the usual brouhaha. It seems like a kind of unusual ranch to me.
That's because it's a service ranch, Mr. Danger.
Heatherwood.
Yeah, you see, everything's changed these days, Buster. It's a service economy, you know? We got people to provide people with what they want because people are too busy staying alive to do too much of anything about the finer things in life. Get me?
Wow. I looked around. The audio got even more degraded. There was a fenced corral filled with dignified-looking guys in tails holding silver trays. Hey, Catherwood.
Yeah?
Hasn't it ever occurred to you that you're selling human flesh here, that this is slavery?
Hey, you can call it what you will.
Well, I would, but someone got there before me.
That doesn't matter now, Danger. My daughter, my precious daughter, they've taken her away.
Wow, that's some acting. Take it easy, old guy. Who's taking her?
You know, them.
You don't mean them. Aren't them like those big carrots, kind of?
Are you kidding? No, them look like big papier-mâché lobsters.
Oh, no. We're both wrong. Them are the big ants.
Oh, no, them look more like atomic praying mantises to me. But anyway, them got her.
Well, what's her name?
Well, I call her Poopsie Pie. Sometimes I call her Daddy's Little Num-Num. But most people knew her as Nancy.
Nancy.
You're listening to the streaming adventures of Nick Danger, Third Eye, a wholly owned subsidiary of Andrew Enron Brew Futures, Animal, Missouri. Now, let's pick up our story as Nick cherches la femme. It's only a short French drive.
I told you it wouldn't work.
He's Canadian. He should speak French.
I'm a Buddhist and I'm an intern.
It's only a short drive in Nick's mobile office to where Rocky Rococo lives, a little nearby town called Hollywood.
Thanks, Dwight. That $360 we're paying you really came in handy. That
don't make fun of my challenges!
And it gets residuals,
huh?
Too!
Yeah, it used to be a farming town, Hollywood, except the farms were gone now. All you could see the abandoned barns where the stuff of dreams used to be produced, but the acreage had gone to seed. Trees grew out of Batmobiles, moss hung over the Jurassic streets, and the valuable lots were strewn with busted pixels, punk graphics, and dead animation. Rococo, that's who I was looking for. He usually hung out behind the Warner Exxon garage. If there was someone bringing them across the border, see, I figured it had to be Rocky.
It's perfect. I use a fleet of Range Rovers. I sit the aliens down, strap on the seatbelts, and give them a loaf of that good crusty baguette stuff and a juicy wheel of goaty cheese, and it would take a really smart cop to suspect them were anything but Californians!
Wow. Talk about ethnic profiling. That's brilliant, pal. You know, there hasn't been a real smart cop in Hollywood since 1978.
Who's that?
His name was Blutwurst, and the guy was a Hibernian head case.
How well I remember.
Oh, good. It looks like it's time once again for the Sergeant Ernest P. Blutwurst Show. So, let's all settle down, avoid ad-libbing, please, and listen to the episode he calls Meaningless Flashback.
Diddle-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Aye, it was an Irish kind of day in the high-low desert area. As I swung the old green and white out toward Hellmouth, I'd have swung the old Blutwurst, too.
Wait a minute.
No. I'm sorry, Nick. This is your announcer speaking, but waiting a minute is impossible. This is radio. A minute is way too long.
No silence on radio. It's not permitted.
Somehow I seem to have lost control. Wait a minute. Could aliens have invaded the show?
You mean them?
Could be. My voice, something was coming through me. It was really Nora. Another voice was speaking through me. I was channeling Happy Harry Cox, the host of Everything You Know Is Wrong.
While
and
Nick...
he, too, was on degraded audio phone line.
While Nick was thus distracted, Lieutenant Bradshaw breaks through into the flashback.
Okay, Rocky, stand back.
I stood back years ago when I should have leapt forward, copper. I don't stand back for no one, no more. I don't have the time.
Oh, yeah? I've been saving time just for you, Rococo. Take a look at this.
I see it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's really something.
Yeah.
It looks dangerous. Is it real?
It's as real can be, Rocky.
It seems to be getting larger.
Oh, no. I was afraid of that.
Ha-ha! Any man who's afraid of his own rod isn't much of a man. How did you ever get to be a cop, Bradshaw?
Well, Rocky, it's a long story.
I haven't got a minute.
Get in there, Dwight.
That's right, Lieutenant. It is a long story. It's so long, in fact, that we really don't have time.
Hey, wait a minute. You had time for Blutwurst.
No. Blutwurst is dead. I blew him away with this.
Underwood. So, you have one, too. There's an echo in here. Echo in here.
What did you say?
Degraded audio.
I said I blew him away, and you betcha cone huevos I got one, too. Small change.
Is that small change in euros?
Or is that weiros? Or is it weewees? How many weewees to the dollar here?
Never mind!
No.
Stand back, all of you.
No, it's full forward, isn't it?
Yeah, then you spring back, but not in certain parts of Indiana.
I thought I was going crazy.
You know,
if I had to listen to any more of this,
that goes for me too,
Nick.
That goes for me too. So let's break away for a quick message from our president.
Pretzel here. My fellow flag waving, gas hogging, reborn average American. I want to say, don't mind the Afghana handies, cause we won't weigh them.
Well, folks, that seems to be about it.
About what? I didn't even know what that was about.
Wait a minute. I have a line here.
Nick Danger is brought to you by...
No, wait a minute.
Excuse me. Stop that amateur.
Go ahead,
Nick.
Always
a wrap-up by the hero, and it comes right here, pal. There you had it, it starts. One of the toughest cases I've ever encountered, it goes on. Because, you see, your alien, your UFO, your little green-eyed bug rabbit, when he goes bad, it isn't like your average criminal. He doesn't wear a derby and smoke a cigar and carry a Tommy gun. More than likely, he's standing on a street corner in front of the Canibus Casino in Fun Fun Town, holding a carton of eggs, dressed in a trench coat and soliciting gangs of cleverly dressed prostitutes. At least, that's what Happy Harry Cox told me. But on the other hand, everything he tells me is wrong.
Another surrealistic masturbatory roundup from Nick Danger, brought to you by Bear Wiz, on tap, on draft, in the men's room at the zoo.
Remember, Bear Wiz is the beer that can't wait, and this is your real announcer saying goodnight.
I'm the real announcer.
No, I'm the real announcer.
Greatest event in human history.
Just drink with a friend, all right?
Out of the smog back into the fog, Nick Danger, we hardly knew ye. You shall live on in the ether and at Weird Sounds. Got us a bona fide blues set, starting off with a brand new live album from 10 years after. Sort of follows up on our theme, Alvin Lee having died about, 6 months ago? So, you know, the management team digs into their bag of tricks and finds some nice concerts they can release. This time they really did it. It's a great new live album. And you won't believe where we're going to go from there after you take something for that tummy of yours.
Mike, go!
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point. Yes, I get the blues. Well, it hurts me
Tell the world I knows I do. Love my baby, love my baby. Tell the world I knows I do.
If these blues just won't bear. Only just won't burn.
ironically, I care about everything. Hand me that vaporizer.
Glaucoma, but then I got high. Smelled the cannabis aroma, and I got high. Glaucoma's getting better, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high.
Baby.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
La, 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 da, da.
I used to smoke cigarettes, but then I got high. Get tired and call it quits, but then I got high. I'm playing basketball and jogging, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah,
cause
I got high.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high. La, 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 da, da.
I used to drink beer and wine, but then I got high. I woke up feeling fine, cause I got high. Attacks, but then I got high. I used to take Xanax, but then I got high. No more prescription pills, and I know why. Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. The state made revenue, because I got high. They built a school or two because I got high. Now the state can fund drug treatment, and I know why. Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La 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 da da. No more criminal traps if it's legalized. I don't have to buy from gangbangers shooting craps if it's legalized. Say what's up to the entire staff at Normal, all the secretaries, all the lawyers, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. I want to say what's up to Weed Maps. Thanks for putting me on. Y'all go get one of them Weed Map apps. Navigate to a dispensary anywhere in the world.
After opened the set with Slow Blues in C, and that's the Key of C, not the Oceans, from their brand new live album. Susan Tedeschi, Just Won't Burn. Oh, man, I don't know, you're smoking. Michael Bloomfield, Albert Shuffle, you may be more familiar with the version from Al Kooper, Mike Bloomfield, and Steve Stills' Super Session, one of the greatest albums ever recorded. There's two different versions there, because they took the horns out on a re-release. This is Michael's solo version. One of the great, 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 great guitar players of all time. We Just proved that. And we closed with a revised version of Afro Man's Because I Got High. It's a little bit more positive, he says. It is most certainly more contemporary. I just wanted to play that because it's just been such a great week. I'll talk about that more later if I have time, and I hope so. But first I have to ask the musical question, what sort of sense of humor do I have?
What a rotten sense of humor has Mike! Go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio.
I am blinded by the hunt.
just one way left for me to find a little peace. And I know what I want. At least I tell myself to set my heart on fire with the love of someone else. Then why do you wrong? Just want to take good care of each other. You're reaching out your hand, so touch me if you can. Yeah, yeah, 'cause I'm blind and blind a hunt.
Depend on your family. You can't depend on your friend. You can't depend on no beginning. You can't depend on no end. You can't depend on intelligence. Baby, you can't depend on any God. You can depend on only one thing, honey. Need a busload of faith to get by. 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 Oh, you need a busload of faith to get by. Always happening. You can depend on a murderer's drive. You can bet that if he rapes somebody, there'll be no problem having no child. And you can bet if she aborts it, pro-lifers will attack her with rage. You can depend on the worst always happening. A busload of faith to get by. Hit it, Joe! Busload of faith to get by. 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 You can't depend on the goodly hearted. Goodly hearted made lampshades and soap. You can't depend on the sacrament. No Father, no Holy Ghost. You can't depend on any churches. Unless there's some real estate you want to buy. You can't depend on a lot of things. You need a busload of faith to get by. 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 You can't depend on no miracle. You can't depend on the air. can't depend on any wise men. You know why? Because they ain't there. But you can depend on cruelty, crudity of thought and sound. You can't depend on the worst always happening. You need a busload of faith to get by. 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 You need a busload of faith to get by.
She's sitting by her window, watching the sun go down. She's trying to find a baby, but he don't want to be found. She tried so hard to please him, do everything she can. But he just don't compete with the wandering heart of a man. Cause everybody she knows goes everywhere he goes. It's just the same old reply. I haven't seen him tonight. Did somebody
I'm
Inviting, delighting, nail biting. She's glowing, she's knowing, love showing, overflowing. She's drastic, bombastic, sarcastic, but she's so fantastic. Exotic, so erotic.
28 seconds. Gary U.S. Bonds led the set with Out of Work, Ricky Lee Jones from her brand new album Blinded by the Hunt, Lou Reed, Busload of Faith, Danielle Nicole, Wandering Heart, Bill Wyman from his new album Exciting, Rolling Stones from their new import, Give Me Shelter. This is Mike Gold. This is Weird Sounds Inside the Goldmine on GetThePointRadio.com. We'll be back next week. Blasters, take us to Kathleen.
Oh, when I heard on the street that you were cool, you're gone bad. Oh, well, I can't point the finger with the reputation I have. So tonight, Kathleen, oh, we can be what we wanna be. It's only you and me tonight, Kathleen. I don't wanna know where you go with your man. You can tell in my face I've seen every place you've been. So tonight, Kathleen, who can be what we wanna be? It's only you and me tonight, Kathleen. And it's don't think twice. Who could hold it against us now? Don't think twice. We're two different people now, Kathleen. Oh, and my mom knows you're
laws in the city together insurance. Hey, my dad knows yours and they drink together afterwards. So tonight can't be who you need what we wanna be. It's only you and me tonight. Trouble before. Well, I had my share and I'm gonna have a whole lot more. So tonight, Kathleen, who can be what we wanna be? It's only you.
Come to the end of another fun-filled episode of
Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind.
He sure got some funny ideas about fun.
You bet my sweet ass.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Get the Point Radio.